Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Mark Cox Soapbox.
All right, if you've listened to my show for any period of time, you will know the answer to this question. What was the defining issue of the 2016 election? It was simple. It was the Supreme Court, stupid. I said it over and over and over again on this radio station. If you didn't go vote for any other reason, if you couldn't stand the sight or the sound of Donald Trump, you had to go vote for him because the alternative was unacceptable when it came to the decision she would make for the Supreme Court. At stake was whether or not, to paraphrase Ben Franklin, we could keep our republic. Listen, folks, during the past 244 years, roughly, and largely of those in the past 75 years, increasingly progressive courts have twisted the vision of our founders. We know that. Those bad decisions keep haunting us because of some British common law practice called stare decisis. I'm not a law student, but basically I'll explain it to you this way. Even if a court decision flies in the face of logic and the Constitution, future courts are expected to honor the precedent. It's insane. But Justice Clarence Thomas is defending common sense. If you missed this yesterday, you missed a lot. This was a big deal. He's calling for an end to this horrible idea. He says, listen, every case needs to be held up against the Constitution and the law and not erroneous court decisions that might have been made years ago by a different court. And oh, you listen, trust me here, as you can probably imagine, this isn't going over very well among a lot of the people on the left in this country.
Oh, great Odin's raven.
Liberal heads are exploding everywhere because you know what this means, don't you? It means that bad court decisions like Roe versus Wade, where they created something that wasn't in the Constitution, if Clarence Thomas wins the day, those are going to be examined under the light of the day and not simply presumed to be correct because of precedent. Now, again, this gets me back to my initial point. That's why 2016 was the most important election of our lifetime. Adding to the number of originalists on that court is also why 2020 is going to be so important. And I would hold that it maybe not quite as important as 2016 because we were able to hold the line. If Donald Trump had lost, we could be looking at a 5-3 liberal majority on the United States Supreme Court. Everything would be out the window. Your gun rights, everything every liberal ever disagreed with or had their feelings hurt about would be at risk. This year, there's something equally important to the Supreme Court as it was in 2016, and that's going to be the issue of immigration. I want you to think about what you've learned about Joe Biden, about Beto O'Rourke. You named the Democrat that's running for president this time. They want open borders. There's no issue right now that more clearly defines the two parties than immigration. New York and 12 other liberal states have now voted to allow illegals to get driver's licenses. Think about that for a minute. If this is not the height of insanity, I don't know the definition. People with no legal standing in this country, criminals who have violated our borders, can go to a Department of Motor Vehicles in Illinois, in New York, in 11 other states besides that, and they can register for a driver's license. And you know what? If there's a law that requires that they have to have insurance to drive, but they just can't afford it, well, the states are going to use taxpayer money to subsidize that as well. You have to understand what's going to be at stake in 2020. The president's going to talk about it in, I'm sure, colorful language tonight. But here's the bottom line. Your country is being invaded. No different than if your front door got kicked in and a group of people decided to move in and live in your living room. It's no different. You have to have the ability to control access to your home. The United States is a sovereign nation. It's not about being mean. We let 1 million people a year into this country. But the Democrats want to let 1 million more illegally in, then grant them citizenship and hope they can turn them into voters. The emperor has no clothes. It's naked ambition is what it is. Let me get to a break. 314-241-9797. Rachel Sutherland's going to join us with another Supreme Court case. She's covering this on the issue of a Supreme Court ruling on a gay couple that sued because they were denied services. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.